the jungle whispered that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Forek Lim. Before Forek was hired to lead them, the Skyton militia were just another bunch of poorly equipped and untrained volunteers, much like the militia of every other town in the Greater Lagoon Network. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that kind of operation. Most towns keep bandits and predators away easily enough, just with the threat of an armed defense. But Forek isn't a dverg to do things in half measures. When Governor Rug hired him, Forek took the job on two conditions. Firstly, that the militia would be given a budget to hire a corps of full-time soldiers and equipment, which would never be sent to the Pentangle. Secondly, that he'd get free rein in how he trained and organized them. Rug had big plans for Skyton, and realized that establishing the town as the trade hub of the Greater Lagoon Network would make it a big target for raiders and thieves. He was absolutely right. And there hasn't been a day Rug regretted the decision to put Forek in charge. Forek wasn't a native of Skyton. He was born and bred on Blackwater Rig, a community of dverg engineers and aquatic miners who take protecting themselves very seriously indeed. Forek was probably always going to be a militiaman. He joined at a young age and found that a life of discipline and service suited him well. After general service in the Blackwater Militia, he joined the Special Command Force, who traveled far afield to serve the clandestine interests of the Blackwater Consortium. He fought in the Bay of Shackles, defended the rig against several Iron Guild invasions, and was decorated a number of times. 6 years before he went to Skyton, he led a Black Ops mission to the Landfar Plantation to assassinate an important member of the Iron Guild. The mission was a disaster. Forek was the only survivor, and the air balloon, which was to serve as their escape, was destroyed. Forek eluded capture for 3 weeks in the southern Varugu Tangle, a notoriously deadly piece of brush. But eventually, he was captured, tortured, and sentenced to death. The details of Forek's escape and return to Blackwater Rig are not known. His refusal to give a debrief led to his court-martial. Clearly, he was protecting someone. But who or why, he has never revealed. It was at this time he met with Governor Rug, who had heard of his disgrace and saw it as an opportunity for Skyton. Forek is grim-faced, but prone to disarming bouts of humor at unexpected moments. He cares more for the men and women under his command than anything, save for his 3-year-old son, whom he is bringing up alone. Forek is obsessed with excellence, demanding it as much of himself as his people, and inspiring those around him to achieve it. He has found a good home in Skyton, and is determined to make it a safe and secure community in which his child can grow up. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the drowned earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.